Yes, welcome. It is the Impact Coaching Podcast. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the importance of taking action. Now, that might seem quite obvious, you know, James, you need to take action to achieve what you want to achieve. Action is really important. Yet so many people are not taking action on the changes that they want in their life, on their own personal development, on their goals. And today I want to talk to you about if you are in that position now where you are lacking action, where you are lacking taking that first step, I want to help you today to really break that down and get clear on the real importance of taking action, especially this week as well. As we come into the second half of the year, make this the second half of the year, where you take action. So before we dive into today's podcast, yes, welcome. My name is James Hackney and welcome to the Impact Coaching Podcast. And today is the fourth day. So the fourth day of podcasting each and every single day throughout July. And to my American listeners, happy 4th of July. I know that's quite a big thing for you. I know a couple of my American clients, we were actually speaking last week about scheduling the next session, and Sundays is a day that I do a lot of coaching. And I was like, oh yeah, what about next Sunday? And they were like, James, it's the 4th of July. I was like, ah, yeah, it's quite a big thing over there where you are. Before we do dive into the podcast, if you haven't already, hit subscribe just so you never miss an episode of the show. And as you spoke about at the start, today's going to be about taking action and the importance of taking action. Because you could be the best goal setter in the world. You know, you could set goals perfectly. You could have them lovely and specific about what you want. You could have them measurable so you know when you have achieved it. You can have them where you have put the timescale on there so you know the date of when you want to achieve them by. You have checked in if they are attainable. You've checked in if they are realistic. You've gone through all the, how much is this in my control? You've wrote them down on paper. You've got them spread across your walls and big writing, exactly what you want. That is amazing and completely pointless. It's completely pointless if you don't take action. As I've said, you could be the best goal setter in the world. The person who dreams big, you know, the person who says, you know what, by the age of 40 or 50, I want to have $100,000 in the bank. I want to have $1 million in the bank. You could be that exact person who writes these out, who has them on the background of their phone. And if you are not taking action, then that is completely pointless. That will continually stay as a dream, as something that you wish you had, or wish you were doing, or wish you were, and not actually something that you do. Because change only happens by taking action. When I was going through my own personal development journey, and I'm still going to be on my personal development journey for the rest of my life, as we all are, I'm just being proactive about it. And what I mean by that is, I'm instead of just going with the flow and being pushed and pulled in different directions, I'm taking responsibility. You know, I'm setting goals. I'm checking in each and every single week. I'm taking action. And some things do not go right. I make mistakes. I learn from them. And for you right now, you know, you may be taking control. You may be actually being proactive about the changes and goals that you want in your life. And you could be the best goal setter. You know, your personal development. When I go back to the story, when I was really embarking on my journey of personal development, I remember I was still living at home, and I was reading the books, listening to the podcasts, listening to the audio. I was hearing all these different things about, you know, James, you need to, telling myself, James, you need to cut out being hungover at the weekends. You need to cut out going drinking in the week. Cut out watching Family Guy for 2 hours before you go to bed. And you need to start taking action. You need to start committing time and to doing. And I wasn't, you know, I was still hanging around with the same group of friends. I was still hanging around doing the same habits, the same routines. I wasn't taking action. And I got to a stage where I was getting so frustrated with myself because I wasn't seeing the changes that I wanted in my life, in my professional life, in my personal life. I wasn't developing. I wasn't becoming more mindful. more in control. I wasn't being better each and every single day, even if it was by a small percentage. I was doing the reading. I just wasn't taking the action. I wasn't implementing the habits. I wasn't implementing the routines. And when I actually then go, when I actually decided to go, do you know what? Now's the time for me to start doing instead of just thinking, reading. I need to start taking action. And you can read a book on how to swim. You only ever learn to swim when you get in the water and you actually start to swim. You can read a book on how to ride a bike. You only actually learn how to ride a bike through actually riding a bike. The reading on how to swim and how to ride a bike are completely pointless unless you get on that bike. So think about now your goals, your personal development, the journey that you want to go on, the ambitions that you have, the actions that you know that you need to take, yet you are not taking them. They're going to still be wishes and wants and not things that you are doing if you don't actually take that step forward. You can only walk 1,000 steps by taking the first step. You can only run a marathon by taking that first pace, that first step forward. So for your goals and for your dreams that you have, action is key. You may be now thinking, do you know what, James, I need to get my goals perfect. I need to have them clearly defined. I need to know exactly what I want. I need to have a clear plan in front of me. I need to have it structured. I need to have it perfect. Well, you continue to get it perfect. You continue to spend the time, the days, the weeks, the months on actually going, do you know what? I'm going to get this perfect and then I will take action. When things are right, then I will take action. When the best time to take action is right now, imperfect action. Imperfect action beats no action each and every single time. If you're waiting for that perfect action, you're going to be waiting a long, long time. Because action is what will make that change. Action will move you forward. I would love to edit that out. I'm driving, so unfortunately I can't. So you can have a laugh at that, at me muddling up my words. But taking action is what will make that change. This month, I'm recording podcasts each and every single day. Now I can think about doing that. I can write it down in my journal. I can write it on my wall. I can tell everybody in the whole universe that I'm going to be recording a podcast each and every single day. If I don't pick up the microphone, and yes, it's a little bit unorthodox. I do it when I'm driving and I do it when I'm at home, as normal podcasters do, I suppose. Because of the lifestyle that I live and I travel and I've got a lot on with the moving to Leeds. It's the action though, you know, the action that actually records the podcast. Me picking up the microphone, putting the headphones in my ears and starting to hit record on the phone when I'm driving. That action is what gets me the results. So if you feel that now you're not actually getting the results that you want in your life, you're not having the performance that you want, let's take some time to look at the actions that you are taking. What do you need to start doing in your life to get the results that you want? What do you need to stop doing to get the results that you want in your life and have the performance that you want? Because the more you take action, the greater your confidence builds. The more of action that you take, the more you get used to the things that used to make you feel uncomfortable. The action will take you into your stretch zone, which will soon become your comfort zone. And if you are worrying about kind of being in your stretch zone because you don't want to leave your comfort zone and you've never stretched yourself before, the comfort zone that you are in now was once your stretch zone. You had to stretch yourself to get where you are. Maybe a little bit, maybe a large bit that you had to do. But where you are right now in this comfort zone that you may be was through you taking action and stretching yourself. And as I said, when you stretch yourself, when you start to take action on the things that you've been procrastinating about, no matter how big, no matter how small, even if it's the smallest of actions, the smallest of steps forward, your confidence will grow. Your confidence in your ability to take action as well on the things that you want to do. Success is purely based upon small incremental steps forward, and you have to take action on them steps. Because if you don't take action, what you'll find is, and you set that intention to take action on your goals and on your dreams, on your personal development, you're going to be pushed and pulled in all sorts of directions. And your dreams are going to get pushed further and further towards the back. Your goals are going to get pushed further and further back. So the message of today's podcast is really quite simple. Is to start taking action, no matter how big, no matter how small. So I'm recording this podcast on a Sunday night. It's going to be released on a Sunday night in the UK, Sunday afternoon in the USA. Now, what I want you to think about is the upcoming week, the week that's ahead of you. What action steps can you take that are going to move you forward towards your goals, towards your ambitions? Even if it's a small action each and every single day, make it an action that's going to move you forward. Ask yourself, what action could I take today? Or what action will I take today that's going to move me forward towards my goals, towards my ambitions? Because the small steps will move you forward to what you want, towards your goals and towards your dreams, and help you to grow in confidence. And I do understand that sometimes you need a little boost in confidence to actually take the first initial step. Because true confidence comes with competence. If you want help, if you want to understand about how you can boost your confidence, true self-confidence, by looking internally within you, then head over to www.impactcoachingglobal.com/confidence. The notes will be in the show notes below, and I'll highlight them all for you and in the description of the podcast. That is there where we'll jump on a call. It will be an hour call, and what we will do is we'll talk through free of charge about how you can grow your confidence by looking internally, so you can take the actions that you want to build your confidence and keep growing and growing and growing. So thank you for listening to today's podcast. And I'm very excited to continue on this podcast each and every single day. I look forward to speaking to you, as I have so many already, on your confidence calls. And if you haven't booked one already, take action. Take action, because what is the greatest thing that could actually happen? So thank you for listening to today's podcast. And I'm going to leave you how I always leave you. And that is to remember that your habits and your routines all work towards your dreams.